The 2010 census showed Greencastle is growing. For the first time, the population topped 10,000 people. But the new number meant the city was also now subject to new regulations for a precious resource, water.
I really don't know if there's something to lose sleep over at night. I mean, that's it.
Sue Murray's last day as Greencastle mayor became the deadline for the city to comply with state orders to upgrade its water treatment plant. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management classified Greencastle as a large water producer under the influence of surface water in October of 2013. Greencastle Utility Superintendent Robert Lovell says the agency gave Greencastle a deadline of December 31st to comply with new regulations.
They consider groundwater basically pre-filtered. So if your well is too close to that water source, you can basically pull in that influence.
Greencastle's water wells are located along Big Walnut Creek. That's a concern to Indiana Department of Environmental Management Drinking Water Branch Chief Mary Hollingsworth, since the wells could be pumping water from the creek, making it susceptible to viruses and other contaminants.
There's a new groundwater rule that says that you have to sample your wells directly and not through the distribution system like they normally do. When they sample the wells directly, one of their wells got a positive for E. coli.
The city had to raise water rates to pay for more than $2.5 million in plant upgrades, including building a million-gallon tank so they don't have to staff the plant 24 hours a day. But Lovell says they can't run the plant without at least four certified operators.
You have to be able to pass a pretty rigorous test that the state gives out, and at this time, they only give it out twice a year.
If you don't pass the test Lovell describes as rigorous, you don't get certified as an operator. Hollingsworth agrees the test is difficult.
But you don't want to make it easy because these people are in charge of people's drinking water.
Lovell was one of the few who passed it the first time. After taking it once, twice, three times, many other staff members still hadn't passed it. Murray says the city's utility conducted a national search for certified operators. The results were disappointing. No qualified applicants.
I wrote to the commissioner. I said, what are we going to do? He said, well, we're working on changing the test. And maybe by the first of the year, I said, it doesn't help me.
She was facing the realization that the city might have to sell its water facility. It's happening in cities across the state. Indiana American Water provides service to more than 50 communities in Indiana, including Terre Haute and Kokomo, to name a few. The company is able to absorb the costs and resources of operating a high-level water plant easier than a small city would. Kokomo Mayor Greg Goodnight says he's happy with the service Indiana American Water provides, but at times wishes the city had more control.
We ran the water company. There may be areas where we would extend lines to.
Hollingsworth says there is a sense of pride lost when cities privatize a service.
That's my town. Those are my folks. Those are my town people. But I've known a lot of little towns that went with bigger corporations.
Privatization often means losing control of water rates, plant jobs, and response time. Lovell breathed a sigh of relief when, after four tries, the city's utility operators did pass the test, and the city met all of its deadlines to be able to continue to operate the plant.
Local individuals who have been working for the utility for many, many years, some of them up to 38 years, who've ingrained, they have a good heart, and they care about their community because they live here.
But still, there could be a new problem on the horizon. Certified operators are in high demand.
They're picked up by people that the bigger companies.
The state has commissioned Ivy Tech to revise the operator tests, and Hollingsworth says beginning in February, they'll administer them monthly. Anderson and Carmel are other cities under review for being under the influence of surface water. For Indiana Public Broadcasting in Greencastle, I'm Joe Wren.